And on RN, it's now time for Top Shelf. And today, the British screenwriter and novelist Ben Aronovitch. You heard him on the program yesterday talking about his crime fiction series, The Rivers of London. Today, he shares some of his favourite books, TV shows and music.
I'd like to start with the VW microbus. I don't know if you're familiar with this. Some of you under the age of 50 probably have no idea what I'm talking about. It was, in fact, a very famous minivan designed by VW, which a lot of people know as a camper van. And it's a very useful thing if you've got a large family and you were kind of tooling around the wet roads of Britain. And I have a fond memory of it because my parents had one. And they took me across Europe several times in it. And I don't know if you know it quite well. There's a little shelf at the back with a kind of, because the engine's in the back, and then there's a shelf over the engine, and there's a kind of a window at the back. And it's just the right size for a 6-year-old. And I spent pretty much entire trips lying in there watching Europe going backwards past me as I went through it. And so that's a very fond memory for me. And I would like to have one, except, of course, they're extremely expensive because they're antiques now and horribly hard to run. And my parents' one was so rusty that I think the integral kit they had an oven in it was going to fall through the floor any minute. So it's probably just as well that they traded it in for a larder after that. Okay, my second thing is Guards, Guards by Terry Pratchett, which is my favourite Terry Pratchett, which is saying something because they're all my favourite, but that's my favourite of my favourite. It's no coincidence this is a police procedural. It's his first police procedural. It's the first City Watch book. I love it because it shows Terry Pratchett at his absolute mad best, because he does the first police procedural, but the first murders are committed by a blunt instrument, viz. One Dragon, and that just cracks me up at so many levels, so I love it. My third is, to be more highbrow, is Jazz by Toni Morrison, which was my... I'd read quite a lot of people like Tony Carlo Bambera, but this was my first Toni Morrison, and it had a huge influence. Just the way, the lyrical way she describes Chicago in this book, I think had a very strong influence on the way I describe cities and the way I describe things. Although, you know, you wouldn't know that from reading my books, because Peter's got a very distinctive voice and it's written in the first person. So, but I would just like to give my tribute to Jazz by Toni Morrison. Everyone should read it. Or if you don't like to read heavy books, get the audiobook, which is read very, very beautifully. And you kind of lyric, it's very like poetry. So I listen to poetry. It's very nice. And good for going to sleep too, by the way. The next one is, I can't remember writing, is The Prince by Madness. You can date someone by the kind of music they listened to growing up. And, you know, I could have cited the Buzzcocks and I could have cited Two Tone and the Selector and that. But I'm going to go with Madness because, if I'm totally honest, Madness were my band. They're from my neck of the woods. They're from Camden. And they have a slight connection to my family in that a friend of my brother's was a saxophone player before they were famous. So I just love that connection. So Prince by the Madness. I could have chosen, again, quite a lot of other songs by them, but I chose Prince because it's probably the one that you know if you know anything about them. And lastly but not least, I'd like to talk about Edge of Darkness by Troy Kennedy Martin. It's I think it was a five or six part thriller that aired on the BBC during the mid 80s. It is the quintessential bleak 1980s conspiracy theory a thriller. It is beautifully written. I can still quote 90% of it now. It has a wonderful score and is beautifully acted by Bob Peck. And it was turned into a very inferior film much later on, but if you can ever get hold of this, I think it's very good. And if you don't like it, I don't want to talk to you because you don't know good script writing. So that's my list of five things that I would have on my top shelf. Of course, I do have a top shelf and it's full of many, 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 many more things than that because I'm a pack rat that way.
Oh yes, Edge of Darkness is very good, that original series. Might get it out and watch it all over again. Ben Aronovitch and his Rivers of London series is published by Hachette, as we heard on the program yesterday.